Unit 7, Track 13.
One morning in the high-tech capital of the world. 6:30 a.m. An alarm buzzes, and So-yoon's phone wakes her up for another day in Seoul, the world's tech capital. In the bathroom, she tells the voice-activated shower to start. Water gushes from the shower, but it's too cold. "Warmer, please," So-yoon calls out. 7:20 a.m. In the kitchen, Dad makes breakfast. While they wait, So-yoon and her sister, Ji-woo, watch cartoons on the family hub, a huge tablet screen built into the fridge door. They hear a ping from So-yoon's phone. One of her friends has sent a message. Will she go to school on foot or take the bus? So-yoon asks the family's voice-activated device to check for rain while she checks her travel app to see what the traffic is like. 8 a.m. So-yoon has decided to take the bus. There's a beep as she swipes her phone over a sensor when she gets on, and then she takes a seat. On the way, she reads an online comic, and she puts in earphones to enjoy all the bangs, crashes, and other sound effects without disturbing other passengers. She doesn't need to worry, though. They're all glued to their screens, too. 8:10 a.m. So-yoon's mom has taken the KTX bullet train to meet colleagues in Busan. The train roars between the two cities at nearly 300 kilometers per hour. During the journey, she has a video chat with her boss. The journey may soon be much quicker. The government wants to build a new kind of train line called a Hyperloop, with trains that zoom along at 1,000 kilometers per hour. 8:20 a.m. Ji-woo has arrived at school, and the teacher's robot helper, iRobi, comes to Ji-woo with a whir of electric wheels. iRobi marks her attendance and uses face recognition to check her mood. "Excited?" asks iRobi. "Of course." Today, Ji-woo might have a gymnastics class with Janibo, the school's robot dog. That's education, Korean style.